In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Tear it out. Cut it off. Hard words from Jesus preached to the multitudes here in Matthew 5. But he'll preach it again in Matthew 18 and in the Mark parallel that was yesterday's gospel, and those of you using the three-year series. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. Graphic news story, Peoria, Illinois. Auto mechanic Glenn Page described the agony of feeling his bones crush as he was pulled into a grinding lathe and the agony of being forced to amputate his own arm. He described screaming helplessly when he was unable to reach the machine's cutoff switch. He was alone in his Peoria, Illinois shop when the accident occurred. Page said that he cut off his shirt, wrapped it around his broken upper arm, and tightened it with a screwdriver to create a tourniquet to stop the bleeding. He then used a small pocket knife to start cutting the muscle, tendons, and arteries above his wrist to free the tangled limb. When he dropped his knife, Page used wire cutters before dropping them too and finishing the amputation with a pair of pliers. Graphic news story number two, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Donald Wyman was clearing land in a remote area about 10 miles northwest of Punxsutawney when the tree trunk of a large uprooted tree suddenly lurched forward, smashing and trapping his leg. After screaming in vain for an hour and fearing that he would bleed to death, Wyman fashioned a tourniquet out of a shoestring and a power saw wrench and began to amputate his leg below the knee with the 7-inch blade of the pocket knife he carried. And though the bone was already broken, Wyman still had to cut through skin, muscle, tendon, nerve, and blood vessels to complete the amputation. These graphic examples of accidents involving two men cut off from help illustrate that a man will not hesitate to cut off a body part in order to save his life. Our Lord here in Matthew uses equally graphic expressions to teach his disciples how important it is to fight sin. Sin cuts us off from life. Sin leads away from the kingdom of God. Sin leads to hell, a hell that Matthew and Mark describe, echoing the language of Isaiah 66, a place of eternal torment, a place where the fire never goes out, a place where the fire is not quenched. To go into hell means what will happen when we choose that which is evil. To be thrown into hell means to be condemned to hell, with God pronouncing the judgment. That is what all faiths who sell out to sin. What price are you willing to pay to avoid hell? Jesus says that we should be ready to cut off our hand, to cut off our foot, to pluck out our eye. Are these words to be taken literally? Note how the grammar has it. If your hand, if your foot, if your eye causes you to sin, is it really the hand, the foot, the eye that do so? If it is, then we need to cut them off. And if so, what about the remaining hand, the other foot, the other eye? We would need to cut them off too. Where would we stop? Will we not amputate the entire body away? Jesus gives us the key to understand these words in verse 28, which led into the eye problem. But I say to you, that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery with her in his heart. And later in chapter 15, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, and slander. Jesus taught his disciples that it is a person's heart that is the source of sin, though the hand, the feet, and the eye may be used to commit sin. Jesus paints a graphic picture, lest we take sin lightly. Jesus' preaching is not unlike Peter's preaching on Pentecost. It cuts us to the heart. It causes us to ask, brothers, what shall we do? This pericope provides a stark contrast to the anemic version of repentance that is so much around us today. Repentance is a drastic action. Repentance is more like an amputation than anything else. It is something like cutting off a hand or a foot or plucking out an eye. Repentance hurts like an amputation. It is not entered into lightly or flippantly, no more than an amputation is. In fact, the action required is so drastic and radical that we can't do it. Cut it off, God demands of us concerning the sin in our lives, but we can't. For this thing called sin is bigger than any one of us. The very thing we need to remove is precisely the thing that saps us of the power to remove it. The very thing we need to remove is precisely the thing that saps us of the power to remove it. God has demanded of us the impossible. If there is to be surgery of sin, we cannot perform it. Only Jesus, the great physician, can amputate our sins. He can do it because of what happened to him on the cross. Jesus can cut off our sins because he himself, bearing our sins, was cut off from God, cut off from the land of the living. The Son of God was amputated from the Heavenly Father. My God, why have you forsaken me? At the cross, God looked at his Son, laden with our sins, and abandoned him, in effect saying, if thy Son offend thee, cut him off. Because Jesus was cut off from the Father in our place, we by faith are able to picture a scenario better than entering heaven maimed or crippled. We see the best scenario, entering life eternal with two hands, two feet, two eyes. Grasp that message with two hands. Walk away from sin with two feet. Fix your eyes upon the heavenly goal worth any sacrifice, even the literal cutting off of God's own Son. In a collect of the day, prayed during this season, we confess that through the weakness of our mortal nature, we can do no good thing. Indeed, we can't. The collect continues with the phrase, without your aid. Without your aid, O God, we are cut off. But with your aid, we are grafted into Christ. And reattached therein, O God, we pray, grant us the help of your grace, that keeping your commandments, we may please you both will and deed. In Jesus' precious name.